NPR's John Burnett is with the Marines' 11th Artillery Regiment south of Baghdad, close to the front. John, where are you and what are you seeing right now?
I'm about 10 miles from the forwardmost battalion of the Marines, which is really probing the advance toward Baghdad. And it's night here right now, and it's very quiet. Just 2 days ago, the sky was lit up with artillery, and they were blowing weapons caches, and pretty busy up here. But there's been no action for the last 2 days. There's been no paramilitaries attacking the convoys, no snipers, none of these harassing ambushes that we've been reading about.
So why the lull? Any idea?
Well, there are several theories about it, and the most plausible one has to do with the supply line. This is quite an extension of these convoys deep into Iraq now. They've gone, you know, some 300 miles from Kuwait. Of course, if you ask the Marines, they'll say it's the Army that needs time to for its supply lines to catch up. It's approaching Baghdad from the west. But it is also true, in all fairness, that the Marines are using the time to refuel, rearm, and replenish. This has been the longest overland march in U.S. Marine Corps history for a division. They'll point that out. And they've moved so quickly and so far that, in fact, they have run low on MREs. When I was back at the headquarters battalion a couple of days ago, we were told to eat just one MRE a day, which, considering some of the MREs, was not difficult. Since then, helicopters have been bringing in bullets, ammunition, food to some of these forwardmost troops to help ease the supply crunch. They're using the time to fix broken vehicles and things. The second theory is that they're using the time to mop up all of this resistance along their flanks, these paramilitaries, these irregular pro-Saddam militias that have been surprisingly persistent. The Marines are getting more aggressive and pursuing some of them into the cities that they came from. And then the last reason why there's this lull in fighting, and I heard this just today, is that there's a civil affairs section that's doing a sort of hearts and minds program in some of the cities along the way in southern Iraq to try to reach out to the town folk to let them know the Marines are here, we won't let you down, and to also to determine who are friends and who are foes, since so many of these paramilitaries are wearing civilian clothes.
Mm-hmm. So this is a separate unit, not soldiers that have been fighting having to participate in that, and they're just waiting while these civil groups go in?
Yes, it's like a civil affairs, almost a psyops cell within these Marine combat units who are going into the cities, making contact with community leaders and really trying to convince them that, you know, we are the liberators, we are not the invaders that you're being told. They're trying to counter much of the propaganda that's quickly being put out by some of the pro-Saddam paramilitaries. I just heard about this today. It's a kind of a hearts and minds program.
NPR's John Burnett is with the Marines' 11th Artillery Regiment somewhere south of Baghdad. Thanks a lot, John.
It's my pleasure, John.